Arachin chapter 5, Mishnah 6. Chayav Arachin, if a person pledges, he takes an Erech vow and then he doesn't pay, right? He delays the payment. So, how long did you have to pay? You had three festivals. Once three festivals had passed, you've delayed your payment. You've transgressed. It's actually a negative commandment. And not only that, but it says in the Mishnah, Meshaknin Oisan, the temple treasures could actually come and they would take like a pledge from your house to secure the payment or to force you to pay. So the pledge that they took was not the actual payment. It was just something that they took from your house that would motivate you to come and pay, and then they would like give it back to you after you've done that. Chayave chatas vashamos, if a person is obligated to give a sin or a guilt offering, and mishkin and oisan, so there they wouldn't have to come and take a pledge, etc., because your bringing of a sin or a guilt offering is for your own atonement. There was no need for the temple to come and kind of, you know, make you do it. It was your own good. So there they wouldn't come and take pledges. Chayav olus ushlamim. If a person pledged a oila offering or a shlamim offering, so there meshkin and oisan. So there they would now come again and they would take pledges because this is now, it's not like a sin or a guilt offering, you know, it's in a different category, a burnt offering or a peace offering. And there they would come again, and they would, if you pledged to bring a peace or a burnt offering, they would come and take a pledge from you. Aval pisha and miskapa lo ach yiratze, and then the Mishnah goes into, a slightly different topic, but if a person only gains atonement if he brings something willingly, the offering willingly, the sin or the guilt offering, because it says, Shnema, the Pasuk in Vayikra says, Lertzona, to use the word like in according to his will. He's got to bring it like willingly, but a famous principle that Kofin Osa Ad Shiyom Rotzani, they can force him and press him until he says, it's my will. Right? They can actually, V'chein ato ome begeta nashim, and this you've heard before, I'm sure, that also when it comes to a woman's get, the husband doesn't want to give his wife a get, so kofin osa at shiyom erotzani, so they can force him, they can put physical and mental pressure on him until he says, it is my will. And, right, and that's, we say, like all we say we're doing is we're just bringing out his real will, because no one wants to be evil, right, and withhold the get from his wife. So we're just kind of helping him realize that it's the right thing to do, and that is considered to be willingly.